So I'm from Cecil County, Maryland, and also known as Cecil Ducky. So I didn't really know, I'm also 43. So at the time, I didn't really know it was an option to be gay. I didn't know that. So I didn't really think about it, but I was a super jock. Like, I started playing sports at 4. and then all year round, just like nonstop. I guess I grew up as a boy, to start out with, because I could totally pass. I remember being, let's see, the first time that it was an issue, I was in third grade and it was really hot and we were having field day and there was a soccer game. And so the boys started taking their shirt off. I took my shirt off and everybody was like, ah, really freaked out. And I was like, what? And let's see, I played in an all boys basketball league. It was also interesting though, because in fifth grade, I got my period and boobs, like pretty big boobs. So I was in the all boy basketball league, but my secret was out. So I started standing like this and wearing three t-shirts, literally, and it was just terrible. Everybody could tell. But then I remember it got really hairy after I started getting boobs because I still just looked like, oh, that sounded really. That too, puberty. But basically, like before I had boobs, it was just fine. And I would be with all my jock friends. And there was this one point where we had been playing softball all day, and it was me and my best friend, Missy Gamble, and we got in an elevator and in her grandmother's building, and the whole elevator was like, "Aren't you cute little boys? What are your names?" And really quickly, I was like, "I'm Joey, and this is Bobby," or something like that. And we just like passed under the radar, and it was awesome. I don't know, it was very interesting. But then once I started getting breasts, everybody was like, people would say, "What are you?" Just out of nowhere, like in the bathroom or something. "What are you? What are you doing?" So that was very difficult. And I had a lot of "what are you" things, or people just getting really angry. So a lot of these stories are resonating with me. I thought this was going to be a lot funnier. But anyway, so I thought about women a lot, but I didn't connect, oh, gay or anything like that. And then I remember as a junior in high school, somebody saying something about a gay rights march. And I was like, that is so great. Good for those people. I support their rights and everything. And just, and I had all kinds of boyfriends. I definitely had boyfriends and things like that. But then at one point, it was after the senior prom, we went back and we were playing spin the bottle. And the rules were, it doesn't matter who you spin on, you have to kiss them. Okay? So, let's see. I spinned on this one girl and I kissed her and I was like, okay, whatever. It was just like a short one. Then I spun on the second one and I was like, oh my God, I'm one of those people. You know? I just couldn't believe it. It just was really overwhelming and scary. I wasn't scared though, really. I was just like, I can't believe it. Is this real? And then I was like, okay, I guess I'm bisexual, but I kept that secret to myself for a long time. And when, let's see, my freshman year in college, when I came out to my mom, she started crying. She said, "But you were so pretty and you had a date to the prom and everything." And I was like, "I know, Mom, there are pretty." Yeah, but I've gone back and forth. I've gone back and forth in my gender presentation. I identify as a feathery, soft butch, okay? Because I'm not like a tough, tough butch, but I don't think there's much femininity to me, but I do feel like I'm a nurturing type of person. So I can go back and forth with how I express. And it's crazy how you can be walking down the street with really short hair and treated one way, you know, and long flowing hair and it's hit on and all this stuff. And it's such a different experience. Just
Especially in Cecil County.
Yes, in Cecil County, which is very beautiful. Okay, don't talk about Cecil County. We're going to... Darlington. Oh, my God. Anyway, thanks for letting me get up here.